radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. Now how are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With your cane, they fabricate. And we sit back till
Rick Adams is on.
Welcome, everyone. Here we are, Friday night already. Another week has gone by, and it's just amazing. It's amazing how quick time goes by as we continue our Friday night excursion tonight, once again, with my co-host and guest, Scott Smith, as we deal with the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. And Scott, welcome back.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
Fine. Okay. Welcome to have you. And we were just thinking today about where we left off. I guess it was protocol number 15, which was quite lengthy.
Right. It's one of the longer ones, and it's all about basically what they're going to do to us when they finally take over.
Uh-huh.
And the title of Protocol 15 is Ruthless Suppression. And we kind of ended up in the middle of We Demand Submission. And, it's pretty interesting how the protocols are basically the plan of the synagogue of Satan, as it says in Revelations. And it is a plan to carry out the precepts and the ideas contained in the Talmud and to the evil seed line. And I was going through the Book of Wisdom, Rick, in the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
And what I was reading there in Chapter 2 was so basic to what the protocols are all about that it really struck me pretty well. And in the Book of Wisdom, it talks about the enemies of God and how they think and what they're doing and how they don't believe in anything but what they can see and touch and feel and the pleasures of this life and all of this. And, they talk about let us have our fill of costly wine and perfumes and let no springtime blossom pass us by. Let us crown ourselves with rosebuds. Let no meadow be free from our wantonness. And this is in the Bible, in the Book of Wisdom, in Chapter 2. It says, everywhere let us leave tokens of our rejoicing, for this is our portion and this is our lot. And then it says, let us oppress the needy just man. Let us neither spare the widow nor revere the old man for his hair grown white with time. Mm-hmm. But let our strength be our norm of justice, for weakness proves itself useless. Let us beset the just one because he is obnoxious to us. He sets himself against our doings.
There's no mercy there, that's for sure.
No, that's what we're talking about in the protocols, and which is why I bring it up, brother.
And that's exactly what we are revealing each and every Friday night as we continue. We will come back with more in 3 minutes. Buckle up your seatbelts.
Do you ever find yourself in this situation? You're in your local health store looking for a remedy, and there are 20 different brands claiming to do the same thing. Well, it's time to stop worrying that it's a hopeless search. Fact is, every day we are exposed to an environmental medium that has become full of toxins. The only thing you can do to defend yourself is to find the solution. At TerraBim, we focus on carrying only the highest quality natural supplements. We understand it's a difficult task to filter through the multitude of options to find your divine source of immortality, your golden apple. That's why we have made available to you products that are at the top of their game. Natural vitamins and supplements your body understands how to utilize. Visit our website at terrabim.com. That's TerraBim.com to find what you've always been looking for, the solution. TerraBim, the best supplements on earth.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
The Scott and I now are talking about the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. And continue, Scott, with the words of wisdom, if you wish. All right. Did we lose Scott? We've got to get more of that water into his system, I think. Huh? All right. Give him a call, Manny. If you lose him, then you get him back up. That's all. He'll be up again, folks, in just a moment. And we were on actually 15 in the numerical order here in this translation of the protocols, number 15. And we had, I think, left off around... you know, around 12 or 13, but he's back now. Scott's with us. Hello, Scott.
Thank you, Rick. I apologize to you and your listeners for that.
You're not drinking the water.
Yeah, no, I get the bottle of water here.
Yeah, too little, too late.
It has been, but it's been a long day.
Go ahead.
And just reading wisdom and it really brought into focus for me, through the grace of God, this protocols that we're doing, and the mindset of the protocols, to find it in the second chapter of wisdom in such clarity, I thought it was very interesting, because they say in verse 10, it says, "Let us oppress the needy just man, and not spare the widow, nor revere the old man for his hair grown white with time, but let
our strength be our norm of justice. And in Protocol 15, Item 12, it says, when we come into the time of our overt rule, what they're looking for is submission to orders, and any abuses of their orders will be so mercilessly punished that no one will be found anxious to try to experiment with them at all. So, you know, and it goes on, they say their power demands cruel punishments for the slightest infringement. This is in Protocol 15, Item 13. And it says, the sufferer, though his punishment may exceed his fault, will count as a soldier falling on the administrative field of battle, and in the interest of authority. So they're going to overpunish as an example to others. And back into wisdom, it goes, let us beset the just one because he is obnoxious to us. He sets himself against our doings, reproaches us for transgressions of the law, and charges us with violations of our training. And that training idea is a theme throughout the protocols, that only those trained by these demonic, satanic world elders are fit to be in any position of power. They have to be trained like these Rhodes Scholars, like Bill Clinton and the others like him. To us he is the center of our thoughts. Merely to see him is a hardship for us, because his life is not like other men's, and different are his ways. He judges us debased. He holds aloof from our paths as from things impure. He calls blessed the destiny of the just, and boasts that God is his father. And I just thought those, and there's much more there in wisdom that relate directly to the things that appear in the protocols, as the writer of that book of wisdom was describing the evil activities of this demonic group. And, it's what's happening in the United States now. We demand submission. That's the portion of Protocol 15 that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
And they indicate in Protocol 14 that nobody beyond the age of 55 is going to be able to serve. And I see that happening today, where the older, middle-aged people, especially the white males, are being forced out of the market and demoralized and taken out of productivity in the prime of their life. And the reason for this is right there. It says because old men, more obstinate, hold to what they call prejudiced opinions, and are less capable of submitting to new directions. So, they're calling them obstinate and prejudice. And this is what they do to us.
Can't teach an old dog new tricks, can you?
No.
When they were writing it, we should add again, for those that don't realize it, over 100 years ago,
mm-hmm.
This is when it was written. Of course, the life expectancy was not that long, relative to what we consider it today. So 55 and older, well, of course, that's not old, but in the comparative sense with what was then the norm, you could understand why they used that word.
Yeah, but, Rick, to me, the only reason it was the norm is because the apprentice impression that these demonics put on the human beings. You know, the kind of work that they were forced to do. A lot of these people themselves lived into their 80s and 90s.
Well, some, not many, but some did.
Well, you know, I mean, look at the founding fathers. Even Patrick Henry lived, you know, the fireball there. He lived a fairly, and he was one. He died younger than most of them.
Right.
But, you know, 55 years old, I'm older than 55, so are you.
Watch you.
Are you ready to kiss it?
Watch it.
Are you ready to, you know, I'm not ready to cash in my chips yet.
Well, you know the way I look at it. No, I'm not, but at any time, you know, I'm willing to go. Put it that way. I'm willing to leave.
Rick,
and serve in his angelic army.
Amen, brother. Amen.
But you know, what they're saying here is relative to today as it was then. But
right.
let's not forget, too, that what they were forecasting and what they were saying, even though they were speaking futuristically, largely, about the time of overt control, they had already exercised that overt presence and control in the communist bloc. And so for them, this is history now. For America and the salt of the earth, it's yet to come, but it's coming. It's coming sooner.
Well, to me, 95% of these protocols have pretty much been summed up. And we are in the position now of being submitted through these presidential directives and judicial and it talks about the judges in protocol 15, item number 13. It says that if the judges don't, you know, that you only get to be a judge if you do everything they want you to do. And if you are a judge, and this is right here, for examples, our judges will know that whenever they feel disposed to plume themselves on foolish clemency or to be lenient in any way, they are violating the law of justice, which is instituted for the exemplary edification of men by penalties for lapses. They're not going to allow judges to deviate in any way whatsoever, as they didn't allow Judge John Rawl to deviate. You know, so a lot of this stuff that they're bringing into effect is just a solidification of it. They've already got it instituted. It's like that the concrete's poured. They're just waiting for it to harden up kind of thing. And this is what I see with it. And we're at the time now where a lot of these things are coming to fruition, and the next 5-10 years, Rick, are going to be just off the charts as far as I can see, in terms of them working to implement and to institute their man of deceit and their antichrist. And it says shuffling of staff will also serve, you know, that they don't let anybody over the age of 55 become involved in anything. That helps them because they don't get, you know, they have people who aren't stuck in their ways, old dogs, like you said. And the shuffling of the staff helps them out. So they state that specifically.
Very true. All right. We'll come back with more of Protocol 15, 13, 14, and more as we continue, folks. We'll be right back. Support RBN with your monetary support as well as your spiritual support. And we'll be right back.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get back at him with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we're back now, ladies and gentlemen, Scott Smith and myself, going over these protocols and continue, Scott, in the subsection of 15 that we have been on since last week.
Right, and pretty much go to item 15, because in protocol number 15, they kind of go in and out of what it's going to be like when they're in total control, when they've seated their Antichrist, mm-hmm. and what it's like previous to that overthrow of the world by the Antichrist. And I listened to your Wednesday night program with Joe Church, which was good. And Joe kept talking about not to fear, but to be prepared. And mm-hmm. I think that, you know, that's the important thing is not to have any fear of what they can do to the body, or but be prepared with fear of God and submission to God. Not submission to these criminals. Right. You know, I have this, I'm not big on horoscopes or fortune tellers or fortune cookies or anything like that. I can't even tell you the last time I looked at a horoscope. That's why I call them horoscopes. But my wife used to buy these fortune cookies, and she forced me one night to open them up, and I would never do it. I don't like the fortune cookies. I think they taste awful, and there's nothing inside of them that I want. And one night she kept, open it. I want to know what it says. you know what it said, Rick?
Tell us.
I told her. I said, look, I looked at my wife, and I said, honey, you're not going to like this. She goes, why not? I says, because it says, keep on charging the enemy so long as there is life. And I said, that is my charge in life.
And ever since then, you've been reading your horoscope. No.
You've been eating
fortune cookies.
Yeah, fortune cookies. No, I took it and I used the grease stick to put it on a picture that I see all the time. So every day I look and I know that what I'm supposed to do that day is to keep on focusing my attention on defeating the enemy and charging him as long as I have life. And that's what I intend to do, and you make it easy for me to do that. And thank you very much for that, Rick.
I give you umbrage, and I give you strength.
You give me a lot more than that, and I appreciate everything that you
now,
do.
Now, let's not talk about the contributions. No, I'm only kidding. We have to have a little humor, don't we, huh?
Well, something, yes.
We have to lighten things up a little bit because, you know, what we read is so dire and it sounds so sinister, which it is. But
it is.
Somewhere along the line, it gives us pause for some levity as well, so... That's all.
Well, it's nice to relate it to the entire scope of God's plan.
Right.
And because this is the negative part of what God has. And, you know, who am I as the clay to tell the potter what to do? I don't. You know, I just try to exist as best I can in his commandments. And you know, follow his will.
Well, remember, the apostle tells us to die is gain.
Right.
Think of
the apostle Paul.
Right. To die
Congratulations.
Is gain.
You won.
Not loss, but gain. To die in the flesh and to live in the spirit, in the new spirit.
Did you hear that, Rick?
Yep.
What the heck was that? Congratulations, you've won.
Oh, no, I didn't hear that. I'm sorry. Oh, that was Manny just adding his 2 cents worth. I didn't hear it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But anyway.
Sometimes I hear things, you know, and I get nervous.
Well, you know, it's okay.
I'm only kidding.
But no, but to get back to the point, though, it's serious about, you know, we have to, you know, if we are spiritually begotten and we understand the things of the Father, then we can understand the whole purpose of life. You know,
right.
Life is not ours, it's his. And
Amen.
We just go through it, and we're living on his time, not ours. And contrary to what man would like to, have us believe in his humanist manifestos, you know, we are not the be-all, end-all of existence.
No, we're nothing. No, we're God's creation, and we're here to serve him and give him glory and honor. And, you know, thanks and praise and, you know, because the wretch that I am, you know, anytime they say to pray for the people that are your enemies, I just say, Lord, please bless those people the way you bless me. Because I know that if the sin that I commit, that I have to repent of that sin, and that sin causes pain. And I learn through that pain and become more purified. So it's actually like saying, you know, if these people are not doing the right thing and they're not, I still pray that you bless them the way you bless me. Give them the same pain for their sin that you give to me. And those people are in big trouble. You know, it's just a philosophy,
yep.
And I'm throwing it out there, Rick.
And just in time for our next break, we'll come right back to the protocols, folks. Stay with us.
You're
listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
And we're wending our way through these protocols, number 15 and number 14 into 15 and into 16. And you just mentioned the judges, Scott, in the previous segment, and and how they must, you know, eventually will all toe the mark, and there will be no exceptions.
And that exists today. And like I said before, the perfect evidence of that is the judge that got shot in the head by the Jewish kid from Arizona.
Loeffner.
Yeah, that's him.
Well, you know, and the thing is, the other step in line, as we've said, in the previous days, we've had other judges that, you know, like Clay Claiborne. I don't know if you remember him, but he was a judge in the 80s. And do you remember what he did?
No, I don't.
And what he did? Well, one of the things he was doing was ruling against the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
And he wound up getting audited by the IRS, and he wound up off the bench.
Sure.
You know, like they did to Congressman Hansen and so many others that we can think of, and Trafficante, and my goodness, anybody who steps out of line to the point where they are a threat, you know, already have paid that price, you see?
That's right.
And just within the past week or so, we noted the death of John Dumieniuk, who, of course, was dubbed the Ivan the Terrible. And he was languishing away, my goodness, in his 90s. A man who was on a respirator some of the time, or most of the time. He was too ill to what most of us would consider to be brought before a tribunal for his alleged crimes during World War II. And right to his deathbed, he maintained his innocence. But that didn't stop these demons from continuing to milk the persecution of this man for all of these years.
Right, and God only knows what kind of torture they did to him in Germany in those years that they held him in captivity. But, you know, getting back to protocol number 15, item number 15, they jump back out where the judges haven't, you know, they haven't totally taken control, and they're talking about how the judges are acting right now in today's world, where they're being lenient. And it's like we had this Judge Martinez here in Massachusetts. Believe it or not, there was such a public outcry that they got rid of her. And I can't remember ever getting rid of a judge in Massachusetts ever, because they're not elected here. They're appointed, and it's like, you know, an appointment for life, and you got to go out and rape and murder and pillage before they knock you off the bench. But this female Judge Martinez created such a stir with all her decisions and her rude behavior in the court that was on film that they got rid of her, and the demons from Hollywood gave her a television program for a while. So, you know, it just goes to show you how these people, how they operate. And honestly, I think she did something with a pedophile and put him back on the street, and not even on the street, she put him into public housing where there were millions of kids, a pedophile who stuck and that goes right to this protocol 15, item number 15 in the 15th protocol. It says, in these days, which is today, the judges of the Goyim create indulgences to every kind of crime, not having a just understanding of their office, because the rulers of this present age in appointing judges to office take no care to inculcate in them a sense of duty and consciousness of the man of the matter which is demanded of them. And boy, is that true. And you know, all the people who elect their judges are more fortunate than the people who have their judges appointed for them, because they're not going to get homosexual marriage stuffed down their throat by some foreigner whose Jewish husband works at the Jew Times out of New York. But in item number 15, you know, it talks about the judges, how their decisions create brute beasts out in society, and they go on to say this is the reason why their governments are being ruined by their own forces and through the acts of their own administration. So the government, contrary to what they might be telling you, are actually the ones creating this moral instability as a result of their actions, and the destruction of our society is coming directly through our government at the direction of the synagogue of Satan. Mm-hmm. And in number 16 in Protocol 15, it says, let us borrow from the example of these results of these actions yet another lesson for our government, not to do that when they take over and their Antichrist takes over. It says, we shall root out liberalism from all important strategic posts of our government on which depends the training of subordinates for our structure. Such posts will fall exclusively to those who have been trained by us for administrative rule. And to the possible objection that the retirement of old servants will cost the Treasury heavily, I reply, firstly, they will be provided with some private service in place of what they lose. And secondly, I have to remark that all the money in the world will be concentrated in our hands. Consequently, it is not our government that has to fear expense. And when you have a government that operates on fraud, coercion, extortion, and harassment, that's what they do. They fraudulently take our money, they coerce mm-hmm. us into it, they extort it out of our pockets, and then mm-hmm. they harass us about it. Like you're saying, the tax situation that we're in.
The Israeli Revenue Service.
Yes, the Israeli Revenue Service. Very good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
On to number 18, the title from in Protocol 15 of 18 on, it says, "We shall be cruel." And it says, "Our absolutism will in all things be logically consecutive, and therefore in each one of its decrees, our supreme, which is their leader, will be respected and unquestionably fulfilled. It will ignore all murmurs, all discontents of every kind, and will destroy to the root every kind of manifestation of them in act by punishment of an exemplary character." So there'll be no more Occupy protests. That will all be done. There'll be no under the Antichrist rule. Everything will be to order. It says, "We shall," and this is in number 19 in protocol, item number 19 in protocol 15, "We shall abolish the right of cessation, which will be transferred exclusively to our disposal, to the cognizance of him who rules. For we must not allow the constant conception among the people of a thought that there could be such a thing as a decision that is not right of the judges set up by us." So now they're back into their total dominant rule, and not talking about today's world, that they're talking about how they're going to be cruel in their rule. And the judges, that are set up by them, it's going to be their responsibility. It says, "If, however, anything like this should occur, we shall ourselves annul the decision." So if one of these judges makes a bad decision, a bad decision in a case, they themselves will, it says in this rendition, cassate it, which means annul the decision, but inflict therewith such exemplary punishment on the judge for lack of understanding of his duty and purpose of his appointment as will prevent a repetition of such cases. And again, I go back to Judge Rawl. "I repeat that it must be borne in mind that we shall know every step of our administration, which only needs to be closely watched for the people to be content with us, for it has the right to demand from a good government official." So what they're saying is all the corruption in government that is evident and prevalent today, that they allow, create, and foster through their briberies and buying of the political structures, all of that is going to disappear when they take over, so that the people will be able to definitely see the improvement in government and will hand over and submit to them without any problem at all.
Yeah, they hope.
Right. That's their plan, you know.
Well, you see how crazy it is, right on its own, verbiage. Mm-hmm. Because Satan cannot bring honesty to government. You know, he cannot bring integrity, but what he can bring is a false sense of integrity to the sheep that have been so browbeaten and, you know, cowered into submission that they will have no choice but to accept this benevolent rule.
That's right. So demoralized and destabilized that they become dependent in their crisis situation on the goodness of these people. And look, and, you know, even though that these people caused the demoralization and the dependency and the destabilization, they're going to look to them for a rectification of that, which, you know, which is crazy. In item number 20, it says, our government, and this is in Protocol 15, item 20, it says, our government will have the appearance of a patriarchal paternal guardianship on the part of our ruler. Our own nation and our subjects will discern in his person a father caring for their every need, their every act, their very interrelation as subjects one with another, as well as their relations to the ruler. And this is their Antichrist that they're talking about, their ruler. They will then be so thoroughly imbued with the thought that it is impossible for them to dispense with this wardship and guidance if they wish to live in peace and quiet, that they will acknowledge the autocracy of our ruler with a devotion bordering on apotheosis. There we go. Please forgive me, it's late. Apotheosis. Now, you have to know what apotheosis is. It says that they will acknowledge the autocracy of our ruler with a devotion bordering on apotheosis. And apotheosis is an act of making a god out of a person, divinity of a human being, deification or glorification of a person or a thing. So that's apotheosis. And their whole objective is to create a situation within society that this is how people will look at the Antichrist that they set up. And this is how they're planning to do it, by relentless and ruthless punishments, and both of officials if they go wrong, and people if they don't follow their and submit to their rules. And so it says, especially this is after they, you know, we're going to be devoted to a ruler who is a god. Is especially when they are convinced that those whom we set up do not put their own in place of authority, but only blindly execute his dictates. They will be rejoiced that we have regulated everything in their lives as is done by wise parents who desire to train children in the cause of duty and submission. For the peoples of this world, in regard to the secrets of our polity, are ever through the ages only children under age, precisely as are also their governments. So they consider us as stupid little children that have to submit to their parental rule, and through the apotheosis of their Antichrist, this is how they're going to achieve that. And it says, it goes on to say, our despotism, this is in number 21, item number 21 on Protocol 15, it says, our despotism is founded on right and duty.
The right to compel the execution of duty is the direct obligation of a government, which is a father for its subjects. Boy, talk about, you know, government that is paternal and, you know, this is what we've got. This is the direction that we're heading.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody was talking about women's emancipation.
Yeah.
And for the most part, you know, I tell my wife, she gets mad at me, but I don't care. I call them the way I see them, no matter who I'm talking to, is that I find that when women got the right to vote, that it was very easy for the communists to come in because women seemed to depend on government more.
Right. The nanny state.
They do. They seem to depend on government more and want more government, and men aren't of that character as much. Maybe today's emasculated.
Well, yeah, that's it. But sissification of government is essential. All right, we'll come right back with more just ahead. Stay with us, folks.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams is on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch!
Okay, we're back now, folks. Scott Smith, Rick Adams, the Protocols. And we're actually coming close to the end of the 15th protocol tonight, Scott. So we will have time to finish it up and actually begin protocol number 16.
So. Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, we're on item number 21 in protocol 15, and I was just talking about the despotism is founded on right and duty, the right to compel the execution of duty. Is the direct obligation of a government, which is a father for its subjects. Goes on to say it has the right of the strong that it may use it for the benefit of directing humanity towards submission to what is stronger. So the whole focus of the protocols is to direct us to submit to their strength of force, their strength of money, their strength in all areas that they seek to dominate, which is pretty much everything. And it goes on to say, and so shall we be this something stronger for the sake of the good. So they think all of this despotism and submission and execution of anyone breaking their rules or not conforming to their ideals to be harshly punished severely as a good thing. Mm-hmm. And it says in 22, we are obliged without hesitation to sacrifice individuals who commit a breach of established order for the exemplary punishment of evil lies a great educational problem. Goes on in number 23, it says, when the king of Israel, their Antichrist, sets upon his sacred head the crown offered him by Europe, he will become patriarch of the world. The indispensable victims offered by him in consequence of their suitability will never reach the number of victims offered in the course of centuries by the mania of magnificence, the emulation between the Goy governments. So basically what they're saying is that, you know, they have victims themselves, indispensable victims that mm-hmm. they have to create. And I think they just did one of these indispensable victimizations in France mm-hmm. where a rabbi and a couple of children and somebody else was killed outside a rabbinical school.
I was waiting for you to say that.
Were you?
We are telepathic, yes.
Well, Rick, you know, to me, it's just another Mossad operation on a motorcycle
mm-hmm. right.
of an exact nature of the one that they killed the nuclear scientist in Iran.
Right.
With a motorcycle driving by, they put a bomb on his car. So they're creating foremen and hate and making yeah. it look as though paratroopers are being killed. And Jewish children and rabbis are being killed when they probably wanted to have this rabbi executed anyway for some reason that God only knows about.
They're expendables. Okay.
Exactly.
This is the dialectic, you know, you go backward in order to go forward. All right, we'll come back in hour number two in just 1 minute, and we'll advance our own dialectic of truth.
The next